Well, good morning. Good morning once again. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. We thank the Lord this morning that we serve a victorious King. Hallelujah. That is King Jesus. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We adore him. We glorify him, for he's truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father, we say good morning unto you, King Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for who you are. You're true, you're righteous, and you're holy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you chose us to serve you. Hallelujah. We come just to bless your great name on today. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up and we extol your great name, for you're truly worthy to be praised. Almighty God, as we come in prayer today, hallelujah, we just say thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to rise on today, hallelujah, and to just jump on this call to just give you the glory and just to hear your word on today. Father, we ask and, Lord, that you continually bless Artist's life, oh God, and the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and the whole entire Artist family, oh Father. Lay your hands on us like never before. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, that you bless Dr. PK and Dr. Pastor Vanessa on today. Lay your hands on them today, mighty God. Each and every person on this call today, lay your hands on them, mighty God, in a special way. Father, we just say thank you. Father, we call on your anointing today to be on this line, to be on each and every person, to be in the homes, oh Father. We thank you, Lord, that your love is in every space, oh Father. We call on the great name of Jesus right now, Father. If there's anyone, Father, God, feeling ill in their body, Father, we cancel out that, Father, and let them know that they're triumphant today because of you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We glorify your great name in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless the speaker on today. Anoint them from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet. The one that's carrying your word on today, Lord, allow it to flow out of their bellies like rivers of living water. Father, we love you today. We thank you today. These are the blessings, hallelujah, we ask in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, right now we ask for the host to come on the line. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda, and you can take it away. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, you bringing us on in, too. Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Triumphant Tuesday. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And, yes, we do have the victory. So we are declaring Triumphant Tuesday. Thank you for that awesome tag. And thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you to let everyone know that we serve an awesome God. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, holy night, and glory to the newborn King, who is now our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And on this cool, wintry morning, I want to say welcome to the Master's Call. We're so excited and delighted that you've joined us. And get ready, get ready, get ready, because we are rejoicing in the Lord, and I know that God has something great in store for us today. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on the Word of God, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that we have all the messages archived there, so you can always get a word from the Lord any time of the day. We are so thankful that we are standing on the theme this year. In 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can do so as a greeter, which is Minister Keisha did so graciously. You can be a host, which is what I'm doing. And then you can share a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear what God has placed within your belly. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O. @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started this call was a phenomenal company. What actually was the cause of us starting this call? And I tell you, it's this Artist Life, which is what we're under now. It was Artist International that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago. And we're so thankful to God for these awesome, awesome products that we're sharing around the country as well as around the world. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, with that, we do have a new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and you will definitely get more information about these awesome products. Today is Presidential Tuesday, where the host is Apostle Edith Wells, and they'll be talking about Close Big for the month. So, and the guest speaker will be none other than Manager Eloise Scott. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The code is 294-617-POUND. Well, I tell you, we are so thankful to God for this great speaker that's going to come forth before us this morning. She's always ready, willing, and wanting God to use her, and ready just to serve. And we're thankful that we have people like that, because, you know, the word says the harvest is few, but the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. But I can tell you, one of the few people who's always ready to stand tall and allow God to use her in whatever capacity she wants him to, she's there. And we're talking about Prophet Kai Brown, this woman who was born in New York City and is now residing in Norcross, Georgia, and preparing to go into a new dimension in San Antonio, Texas. She is an electrical engineer by trade. She has served with the Lord in various capacities. She has worked in so many different ministry, as well as just serving the community. She is passionate about helping the next generation go into their leadership ministry effectively. We're thanking God for this woman who is focused on prayer and focused on God and allowing him to use her. Her most impressive accomplishment is her son, Christopher, who is our son as well. And we are so thankful that he is a young man who is so humble before the Lord God Almighty, a very great example for young men. She is also the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that's aimed at meeting the needs of the community, mind, body, and soul. She is also an author of her book, God Burst the Ministry, When God Burst the Ministry. So we're thankful to have her a part of the TMC call. I am introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own prophet, Kai Brown. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, sister. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Rosalind, for setting the atmosphere and just praising and worshiping our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. And to our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we are here today. But of course, we know that all praise, all glory, and all honor are due our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, where would we be? Where would we be? So we are going to jump right into the word today. And today's word is Christ, my Redeemer. Christ, my Redeemer. And we have to make that personal. Sometimes, you know, we talk about the Redeemer and we talk about how we have been redeemed, but we don't get specific and let it know that Christ, my Redeemer. So we've got to make that relationship personal. We have to let people know that he is your personal Redeemer. Yes, he came to redeem the world, but we got to make it personal. We got to let people know that our relationship is one-on-one. Galatians 4:4-5 states, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." See, God made it personal that we each became his or his son or daughter. Sonship there is both the masculine and the feminine. We are his sons and daughters. So he sent his son, his only begotten son, so that we could be returned to right relationship with him. Christ, my Redeemer. He came to redeem me personally. Kai, he came to redeem Kai. Do we need to insert our own names there? We need to make sure we understand that he was born of a woman, that we each individually would be redeemed. Yes, he came to save the world. He came to redeem the world, but make it personal. Jesus Christ came to redeem Kai. And when we think about it like that, when we think about it that he would have come just for me, how do we not love him? How do we not praise him? How do we not worship him? When he came personally to redeem us individually, see, he's not just Christ who saved the world, but he's Christ who saved Kai from herself at times. So we have to make sure that as we are talking about this season, this Christmas season, and the birth of God's one and only begotten Son, we realize that God sent him here so that we could be returned to right relationship with him. John 1:14 tells us, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." See, he came so that we might live. He came, think about that, so that we could be here, no longer having to do blood sacrifices, no longer having to do all of the things under the law that would have been required if Jesus had not come and saved us from ourselves. Christ, my Redeemer. So we've got to make that personal. We've got to be willing to say to all those who will listen, he is my Redeemer, Christ, my Redeemer. And we can't be ashamed to say it. Psalms 107:2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." See, we are supposed to speak that boldly. The word tells us, it's very clear, It doesn't say, well, if you're feeling like it, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. No, it gives a command. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Christ has redeemed me. Christ, my redeemer. We have to make sure that those around us see that redemption. We have to make sure we are living what Christ has done for us so that others will see it and desire that which we have. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying my redeemed status. See, I know what I deserve and who I am and what my birthright is as the redeemed of the Lord. Christ, my Redeemer, has given me privileges. And I refuse to settle for anything less than what he gave me. So we all need to be walking around as if we've already, as we are the redeemed. Not as if we're waiting for the next life for our redemption. See, we have to be walking around like our relationship is real right now, not living for the next life, but living the life God gave us on this earth to be the light, to be the example. Jesus came to show us how. He came to show us what our lives should look like. We should speak and the enemy should tremble. We should tread on the enemy's head. We should not be defeated because of his attacks, but instead know our position and walk in authority. We have to make sure. Isaiah 7 and 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we will call him Emmanuel. We are in that season celebrating the birth of our Redeemer. We have a choice to make. We either celebrate full-heartedly and give God the praise and glory because our Redeemer lives, or we don't. Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." See, because Christ is my Redeemer, I have eternal life. He did that for me. And when I think about the fact that even if it was just me, Christ would have gone to the cross to redeem me. The value that he places on us individually. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loves us so much that our redemption was always a part of, from the time of the fall, our redemption has been a part of his plan. My redemption has been a part of his plan. That may not blow your mind, but it does mine sometimes. And we need to value ourselves and each other as much as God did. And again, when I think about John 1 and 14 and how the Word became flesh and came to live among us, So see, he didn't just redeem us from on high, which he could have. But yet he came down here to understand what our condition was. He made himself flesh to get to experience that which we experience. See, he wanted to know what we went through. He wanted a solid physical understanding of who we are. Not that he wasn't God and didn't fully understand, but he submitted to come down here to have to walk it out the way that we did. He did that so we could never say, oh, he doesn't understand our situations. Oh, you don't know, Lord, because you ain't never walked through. But no, he submitted himself to go through the things we go through, the ups, the downs, the joys, the pains, the attacks of the enemy. He submitted himself so that he could redeem us, knowing what our lives were like. So we just need to take a minute, just take some time out to realize Christ, my Redeemer, not only understood because he was God, but he understood because he allowed himself, he submitted himself to what we went through, what we go through, what we will go through. See, he had an understanding, a practical understanding of what it is that we as humans go through. And he submitted himself to be our redemption anyway. So I don't know about you, but for me, that definitely makes me want to celebrate his birth. Because I have no idea what my life would be without his redemption, without Christ, my Redeemer. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He took it all unto himself so that we could be restored to right relationship with God. He was born into this world of a woman, of a virgin, as pure as he could be, simply so that he could redeem me. And I am thankful. I am joyous. I am ecstatic that God loved me enough to send Jesus to redeem me. So we have to make sure that we are walking that out, that we are being who God has called us to be in this time as we continue to just go on with what God has called us to be. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is our pathway, our portal, our redemption that allows us to go to the Father. Because of him, we can step boldly into the throne room and receive grace. Because of him, we can say we have relationship with God. John 7 and 38, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Because he chose to come, Christ, my Redeemer, chose to come, I can be the light and example to those around me. So we have to make that thing personal. And we have to rest knowing that Christ is my Redeemer. And because he is, I'm going to say so. I'm going to be the redeemed of the Lord, and I'm going to say so boldly. So I will leave you with this scripture. Psalms 107 and 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Don't be afraid to let the world know that you are the redeemed of the Lord. Christ, my Redeemer. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is truly my Redeemer, Christ our Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Prophet Kai, for allowing God to use you this morning to remind us that he is truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you. I will be asking you to come back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, gracious, heavenly, holy Father, we thank you, Lord, as we bow down at your feet. We cry, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Father, that you are El Shaddai all by yourself. You're our Jehovah Jireh, a great provider. I thank you, Father, for providing the needs of your people, for providing everything that we need, Lord God. And Father God, when we come to realize that we need you more spiritually, more than physically, Father God, that we are come to realize that, Father God, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being, we'll say that it is well with our souls. Father God, we thank you for this woman of God who has come before us with this powerful message to remind us, Lord, that you are truly our Redeemer. You are our keeper. You are our Savior. You are our sustainer. We thank you, Father God, for pouring back virtues of blessings within Kai, Lord God. We ask your angels to minister around her mode of transportation as they go traveling to San Antonio, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that every area of her life is at peace. We thank you that her transition will be so peaceful and such with tranquility, Father God, we'll know that it's nobody but you that did it. I thank you for making every crooked place smooth and every rough place smooth and every crooked place straight for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father, for healing our loved ones, Father, that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you especially, Father, for Brother Harold, who's being transitioned to rehabilitation, Father God. We thank you that transition will be a blessing, Lord God, that it will be smooth. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through bereavement, Lord God, especially the Harden family, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father, for strengthening them and comforting them like never before. We give your name glory, Father, for Artist Life. And, Lord God, we thank you that it will be a great end of the month and end of the year for everyone who participates, Lord God, to make their businesses to what you will have it to be. We know, Father God, that you are truly God of this season. You are truly the reason for every season. We thank you, Father, that we're triumphant in all things because of the victory that you've given each and every one of us We give your name praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, yes, you definitely want to share this call. Give it to someone, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, next is the New Morning Motivational Call with Presidential Tuesday. And who's hosting that call is Apostle Edith Wells, and Manager Eloise Scott will be the speaker for the day. We give God glory for each and every one of you joining us this morning. We say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, and we will be on the call tomorrow. We love you, and we thank God for you. Thank you again, Minister Keisha, for seeding and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for just bringing us into the presence of the Lord. And Prophet Kai, we thank you for that powerful message. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, because of him we live in right relationship with you. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you again for sending your only begotten Son so that we may be redeemed. Lord, we just want to make sure that as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we continue to glorify and magnify your holy name because you are worthy of that and so much more. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we glorify you simply because you are God all by yourself. It is in Jesus' matchless name that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.